Right, you just say the hair thing again.
Here are some strange but true facts about hair. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Amply Promise podcast. My name is Chris, and today you are joining me and my best friend in the whole wide world, Mr. James D. Danny.
Hello.
And what is episode 134? We rattle through these now.
We're banging through.
Don't we?
We say that. We do it for about a month, and then we don't do anything for 6 months.
I like this two episodes weekly thing that we kind of do now.
Yeah.
Well, you don't need to know that.
That's a new thing.
That's a new thing. We have a short episode, and then we have a big episode. Yeah. Welcome to the Shooting the Shit with Amply Promise podcast. We should have a jingle for that.
We just shot the shit. That's what we're going to say at the end. Watch out.
You've just been shot by shit.
We shit the shot. Yeah.
Before we get going today's episode, if you're watching the video, we're about to light the ceremonial table candle,
candle.
I know is just gold quality content for this show.
Oh damn!
What do you think that is?
I said I was going to try and guess this.
You do that, I'm going to take some Monster,
and it's going to be an absurd name, or is it just a flavor?
It's a flavor with an absurd name after it.
Yeah.
So it could be like Vanilla Bum Cheeks.
Vanilla Bum Cheeks, that's my rapping name. I don't know. Strawberry. You are right there.
Vanilla Bum Cheeks gets me.
Vanilla Bum Cheeks in the house. Strawberry.
Don't say daiquiri, because everyone strawberry wants to say daiquiri.
Soliloquy.
Oh!
Strawberry soliloquy.
Okay, no.
I didn't think it was going to be that, but I like that. Is it even strawberry?
No.
Raspberry?
No.
Cherry? Mm-mm. Is it a berry of any form? No.
Yes, since it has seeds.
Oh, that's very technical.
Isn't it? I think, I'll check. I'll
look. Banana is technically a berry.
It's banana.
It's banana flavored.
I'll check and see. Is...
He says it. No, I have no clue. Blackberry?
Yes, it is a berry. Botanically, a berry.
Okay, well, I'm done.
Because the dry outer covering is made up of two layers.
Is it a pomegranate?
It is a pomegranate.
A pomegranate.
God, you got a nose like a bloodhound after five or six guesses.
Yeah. Just give me five attempts. A pomegranate parade.
Oh, that's way better. It's called pomegranate gin fizz.
Gin fizz?
Yeah.
Just light the candle, man. That's ridiculous.
It smells good, though, doesn't it?
It's all right, yeah. I want to smell it lit.
I think we've gone over the whole... I think we're over it now.
I think we're past candles at this point, Chris.
I'm going to hold it up to the mic so people can smell it.
Fuck's sakes. And that's his mic topper burning. And we need a fire extinguisher.
Chris has singed his hair on his face. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
How are you doing this week?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah?
Tired.
Are you tired?
Pretty tired.
Yeah?
Had a long night, Friday night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you go to your show?
We did.
Oh my goodness, I can't wait to hear
about
this.
We'll talk about that, yeah.
Are we going to talk about that later? Or do you want to just talk?
Just do our weeks.
Yeah, I'd love to hear
just
it.
Just do our weeks, what we did.
Go ahead, tell me. Tell me where you were Friday night.
Friday night, I went to the SSE Arena.
Ladies, lock up your daughters.
In Belfast. Yeah, I was, oh, man about town.
Man about town.
And we seen
with your significant other.
With my significant other, yes. We were man about town. Me and my female girlfriend. Right. I went to Alan Partridge.
Oh,
live.
Super, dude.
Which I wasn't sure how that would work. But it worked really, really well.
Yeah.
I was thoroughly surprised by that.
Yeah.
It was excellent.
Steve Coogan?
Steve Coogan, in character the entire time as Alan Partridge.
Tremendous.
Which... Yeah, props to him for it must be second nature to him at this point.
It has to be. He's done it so long that it's just that's his other persona. Well, not even persona.
Yeah,
I guess it is.
It's just his second reality now.
That's
but even the little mess ups that happened on stage, he was responding to those things as Alan Partridge. It was really well done.
Wow, nice.
Very funny.
Yeah.
It's kind of it's a strange type of comedy he has, though. It's you kind of have to, it's more his mannerisms and how he reacts to things rather than just here's the jokes.
Here's the joke, yeah.
So you had to watch it for a bit to kind of see how it was developed.
So did he tell a story? Was it a story or was a proper stand-up?
The kind of rapper, the way it's presented is, he is, as Alan Partridge, bringing you a self-help strategy called stratagem, and he's trying to improve your lives, and he's giving you this is all the lives I've improved and blah blah blah. That's what that's the rapper, and but obviously it's the comedy all comes from how absurd it is and all the fuck ups that he's made along the way and how he got here. It's very, very good, actually. Right. I was actually extremely impressed with how well it was on stage.
Was it a sellout crowd? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeepers.
It was bunged. We were driving in. We were like, I don't know what way. I didn't think he's that big over here. Like, compared to England, I know he's quite popular. But yeah, like, it was sold out. It was insane.
Jeez.
Did really, really well.
I like Steve Coogan. Like,
I like Steve Coogan.
Funny.
Oh, I dropped a pen.
That sounded like you just opened a can.
I'll open a can in a minute and then you'll know. You'll be like, did you just drop a pen? I'll be like, no.
We should have a noise for opening a can of Monster.
Let's clip this then.
Oh yeah.
That was amazing.
That was amazing.
Those things are so often underwhelming.
Do you remember the time?
I do.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Yeah, the Magnum?
Yeah.
Well, tell the people because they don't know.
So when we were younger, just one random day as a random story, we walked to the shop. Me being the little fatty I was, had to buy a Magnum. You know, I couldn't just settle in like a Mr. Freeze. I wanted the Cals.
It was about £1.50 back in the day, fucking which was expensive.
It was expensive, but that's where my money was going, you know? So I wanted a Magnum or something. It could have been like a knockoff Magnum. It could have been something. I don't know what it was. But you know in the advertisement, whenever the lady bites the Magnum and she does it so seductively and it's like...
The crack is like... Obviously, that went through like hours and hours of sound production to get the perfect crack.
Yeah.
The one that just tickles your... What is it? You know when you have that like itch for like a...
Is it like...
ASMR.
ASMR.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Are
you trying to get it up?
I thought... Yeah, here we go. This is the Magnum Crunch noise.
It's playing through the mic.
I could play it through the mixer, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to play it through the fucking mic for you.
Oh, I don't know if they heard that. I heard that.
Okay, I'll replay it.
That doesn't sound right.
It kind of sounds like a door.
It sounds like ice cracking.
Is that right?
Play it again.
Okay.
That sounds nothing like someone eating a Magnum.
Nah, fuck that. Well, anyway... we were sitting outside and I was kind of joking about saying I was going to take the bite of this Magnum and it was the most...
It was perfect.
It was a perfect crunch.
Yeah, and it was that noise.
Broke the way... Yeah, well, it was better than that.
It was better
than that. I don't know what that was. But it was perfect. It was a tremendous Magnum.
I mean, credit to Magnum for making a chocolate bar or an ice cream rather that actually sounds the way they advertise.
Have you ever had the Magnum ice cream that you have to crunch or break into the chocolate through the top?
No.
It's tremendous.
Tremendous?
Yeah. It's almost like the Ben and Jerry's Topped, which I'm a big fan of.
Never had that either.
Oh, you should.
I should try it.
It's like a nice thick layer of chocolate over the top, like keeping all the flavor in.
You don't want all that flavor evaporating out of your ice cream.
Yeah. We had a Ben and Jerry's last week that we were super excited to try. Colin wouldn't shut up about buying this fucking this Ben and Jerry's. For ages, because it was a vegan Ben & Jerry's sundae, it's called. So it's a...
Did you eat it on a sundae?
We did!
There you go.
We did.
Well done.
We shouldn't have. It was a raspberry and Oreo base.
Okay.
And then the top third, you could say, was Ben & Jerry's whipped ice cream with caramel, like, swirls through it.
That's nice.
And then there was a layer of, like, caramel before the ice cream. Now, the top layer... was truly terrific and the bottom was so underwhelming.
Oh, that's a weird mix, Oreo and raspberry.
Yeah, and it cost €8.50.
Woo!
Euro.
Settle yourself. Would you do it again?
No. We both said we wouldn't do it again.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, super disappointing.
That's a shame. I'm sad. I thought it was going to exceed expectations.
No, Ben & Jerry's mostly does for me.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to find a bad Ben & Jerry's.
It's
but
damn good ice cream.
It's a fine ice cream.
Damn fine ice cream.
Do you need to say a Halo Top? You know, like...
Yeah, they're not so fine.
They're so icy and gross.
We got
and people are like, it's only 300 calories.
Yeah, I understand why.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of them are all right, but we got the peanut butter, peanut brittle one, I don't know what it's called, but it's not good. It's
I
just
had
not
a
good.
Birthday cake one before, and it wasn't great either.
Oh.
Real cream over them. Like, just eat ice cream. Yeah. Just eat that same amount of calories in ice cream and you'll be fine.
You'll probably come out the better.
You come out way better. Or just eat the whole tub and get those 1,000 calories into you. You know?
Just don't worry about it.
Yeah. There's 1,000 calories in a tub of Ben & Jerry's.
Easily. Believe that.
I could easily polish off a Ben & Jerry's every day. Wouldn't cost me a thought. My waistline might not thank me. But my God, it's good stuff.
Next week in the podcast, Chris is just like spooting away.
I love it. That's one of the things I love about going to a Ben & Jerry's store, sampling the flavors.
Do you get free samples?
Yes. So I'll just say,
do you abuse the free samples?
Let me try one of everything. And at that point, I've had enough ice cream, so I leave the store.
Got a fucking tub.
Yeah.
Like, none of this is really doing it for me, to be honest.
Do you know, here's another thing about ice cream, just since we're on the topic. Do you know Maud's ice cream, so the famous ice cream in Northern Ireland?
Yep.
Their most famous flavour is called Poor Bear.
Poor Bear?
Poor Bear.
Poo Bear.
Poor Bear. And it's a honeycomb ice cream. So everybody who's listening kind of knows it, okay?
Yeah.
It was called Poo Bear, but Disney or Poo Bear, whoever it was, got in contact with them. It was like, you got to fucking change that. And they were like, well, we're just going to use the Poor Bear.
Which works.
Or Poor Bear's ice cream or something. Yeah, it does work.
I like that better.
Poor Bear.
Because they couldn't afford the copyright.
My topic for this week, I was going to tell you the history of Winnie the Pooh, which I think is just a heartwarming little tale.
Oh.
But I'll bring that next week, maybe, if you'd like.
There you go.
Yeah.
That'll be an interesting change of pace.
Wouldn't it?
Winnie the Poor Bear.
Winnie the Poor Bear.
Yeah.
I could go for some ice cream, dude. it's the like, weather as well.
It's like 11 o'clock.
But you're joining me on this lovely after Easter Sunday morning, and it's like,
it's finally nice.
It's, what degree is that? About 13 degrees out there.
Oh, easily. Yeah. People are like, people around the world are hearing 13 degrees going, God, that's chilly.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, summer has begun.
That's tremendous for us. Yeah. That's super. Anyway, where were we?
Alan Partridge.
How did we get to Poor Bear ice cream?
Notion.
Sometimes I would love someone to like make a what do you call those? A spider.
Oh, like a diagram. Spider diagram. Or to link all our thoughts.
Or how a thought. What do you, people call them weird shit nowadays.
A word cloud. A thought cloud.
Oh, that's it. Like a thought. Oh, fuck yeah.
All right, everybody. Just go down and write down a little word cloud.
Yeah.
Because the teacher can't be bothered teaching you today.
Pretty much. That's just write it down all our thoughts.
Yeah.
Death. Murder. Poverty.
God.
What if a child did that, though?
Well, that you told them to do it, didn't you, teacher?
Exactly.
You have to address this now.
That's
you brought
not
it
a
up.
Word cloud. We're trying to think of happy, positive, smiling thoughts.
You're sad, and that's wrong.
Yeah,
get out of here.
God.
Teachers are bad people.
Teachers are bad people. I only hope that people our age who went on to be teachers will learn from the mistakes of the teachers above us. But you know what I think it is? They never will. And teachers will continue to abuse that power. Like, I'm in charge.
Mm.
You know?
Some people are doing it solely for that purpose.
I think there's plenty of people who went on from our year even who would make fantastic teachers. Mm-hmm. And credit to those people.
Because there are fantastic teachers.
You're doing
there.
A fantastic job. I love some of the teachers we used to have.
Yeah.
And some of them
I hate.
I'm glad I'll never see again.
To this day.
Yeah, exactly.
I hold that hatred deep inside.
Exactly.
Kind of ball it up.
Do you think any teacher shaped you into the person you are?
I don't know if it's shaped, but like I definitely say,
do you think any inspired you?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Inspiration not so much, but definitely made me like taught me a lot more than
taught you more.
Taught me a lot more about life than any particular subject, which is much more valuable today than anything I learned in school. Yeah,
true. That's
like, yeah,
true.
Teachers who were like kind of just treated you as a person.
What teacher for you did that? I'm sorry for anybody listening that never went to our school. This is a
Kevin Devine.
Dude, that was one of mine.
God, who else? There was a few, like, who, you know, the one thing I say they inspired you, but, like, they were, you could chat to them.
Yes. They were.
Like, Miss Healy, like, a bit.
Miss Healy, yeah.
She was very freeform, which I think was very good because it kind of let us just, like, had to do things independently.
It was.
We did take the piss out of that.
We did. We abused the. The relationships we had with teachers.
But teachers are, you know, that's, you should be abusing those relationships, quite frankly.
Because
They're abusing you by not abusing Jesus, no.
No.
But they're the ones who are like, you know, standing over you and like, you know, asserting their perceived dominance, making you feel like a child constantly. Now, obviously, this is not applicable to primary schools or.
No.
Grade school.
I think.
If you're American.
Mr. McGuinness.
Yeah.
Pierce McGuinness was another fantastic teacher like that.
McCoy as well.
I never had him.
He was good. Actually, you know what? He wasn't even that good. He just was very. He was just like, this is what I'm teaching you. And learn it.
Yeah.
He was very good at doing that.
Yeah.
Learned a lot about physics.
There you go.
Good guy.
That's
felt,
it.
He felt real.
I can't think of too many other teachers.
Anyway, Alan Partridge.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
I have no idea how we got to teach it.
Sorry.
It was very, very good. And I...
Did you have any beverages? Did you have a beer?
My God. Jesus Christ. So we got there like half
Is
seven.
Is that a yes or
right?
no?
No, there's a story.
Tell the story.
We're going in.
Okay. Hold on to your butts.
Going on an emotional journey. Hold on to your butts. So we got there 7:30. Show starts at 8. Go to line up for a beverage. I'm driving, so I'm just having a Pepsi Max. A soft drink. And then Laura's going to get a cocktail. And we're getting a popcorn between us. But yeah, no problem. The lines are so fucking bad, Chris. Yeah. So they did this thing where they like lined up four, you know, there's like four cashiers. There's four lines.
Yeah.
And then there was a line to get into one of those four lines. And I'm like, it would be better if we all just mauled up against the fucking counter. Like at a pub or something. Yeah. It's like,
Yeah.
It was a disaster. And people were walking, you know, this was taking up the entire of the forecourt.
People were trying to get through.
People sneaking in, taking spots in lines. One poor little staff trying to like move people and keep make it so there's space. Anyway, we were stood there and it got 8 o'clock and the announcer starts going, the show was about to begin. And we're like, we're like literally no further than we were 15 minutes ago. But we'd sunk so much time into waiting
that you're better to wait.
When I was like, if we go walk away after waiting here for 15 minutes with nothing, I'm gonna feel like shit.
Yeah,
but then every time that announcement was like, the show is about to begin,
it gives you pure anxiety. Like,
my god,
yeah.
I was like clenching my fist. I was so stressed about nothing.
Well, the show is about to begin. You don't
want to
miss the
start.
Seat,
yeah,
Chris.
Oh, fuck,
you don't
want to
be that guy who's walking in late with like the popcorn.
It drove me fucking nuts. And every time I was like, let's just go, the line moved. We were one closer. And then we got up. We were like, there was like,
you know, that's reverting back to our last episode. It's like that horrible torment.
Yeah.
Like, show is about to begin.
Do you know what that's
next,
called?
Please.
That's called the sunk cost fallacy.
Really?
Yeah. Because you've sunk so much time into this. You're like, I've already invested all of this here. I have to wait to get to reap the reward. Even though, like, when you look at it, like, if you looked at it from 20 minutes ago before you ever lined up, you'd be like, I don't want to be late. I'd prefer to be in my seat than to have that beverage.
The sunk cost fallacy.
But because you invested time into getting the beverage, all of a sudden now I want the beverage more than the seat. But anyway, two people in front of us, they're both drinking, so they're getting more beers. Fucking taps stop working.
Oh jeez.
I swear to God, Chris, they had to run to the other side of the SSE arena, to the other bar, and then they walked back with three pints.
The SSE is so poorly laid out like that. Like, why do you have to go, why is there just not more shops? Like kiosks.
And
like,
the worst thing is, there was two bars. Like, there was maybe four bars total. And there was two on the other side as well. But there's only one place that sold popcorn, which is the primary thing that we want. I was like, I was so annoyed.
Right, tell me. Did you get your popcorn?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, good.
And actually worked out perfectly. Literally, as we were walking toward, like, to the stairs to get down to our seats.
The tunnel.
Alan Partridge jumps out and the music starts playing and I was
brilliant.
Like, okay, we didn't,
you're not
going to
miss
anything.
Yeah. You're there, you're in the auditorium.
And we were just kind of standing there like, where the fuck do we go? Because the lights were now down.
Oh God, yeah.
But then some lady walked over, she was lovely.
Good.
She was like, yeah, come on down here.
She directed you to your
seat?
She's
fucking chatting with him. Yeah. Good. And we got down and I was like, everything was fine. But if I had missed two more minutes of that, I would have been a miserable cunt the entire night. I swear to God. That's so weird. Just what would have happened.
What drink did you get?
Shitty wee Pepsi Max.
Oh, Jesus. What did Laura get?
A cocktail?
Was it nice?
It was nice.
Okay. And like, what kind of popcorn did you get? Was it just salted?
Very
just
average
clean?
Popcorn. Sweet. Didn't give me the option, salted or sweet. Just sweet popcorn.
Just sweet. And you're a salty, you're a mixed kind of guy.
I like salty.
Salty first, sweet after.
Yeah.
Dinner before dessert.
That sounded sexual. Anyway, it all worked out for the best.
It did,
until we had to leave, and then it was like, have you been in the Odyssey like for like a show or the SSE?
For a show, no.
We parked in the car park, the big car park.
Oh, that's a shithole to get out of, dude. Oh my God, you'd sit for an hour just trying to get where
you'd
put the ticket to.
Yeah.
Did you prepay?
No.
It doesn't make a difference.
No,
because by the time you get out, everyone's just fucking ramming into each other anyway.
Yeah. That's what happened to us. We decided we'll go for a walk, we'll come back in 20 minutes and we'll check it then.
Yeah.
The lines were longer.
Yeah. The last time we were there, I just had to be ignorant and just...
Yeah.
That guy who just merged out in front of everyone was like, I'm just going to sit here, you let me through. So if you don't let me through, we're going to be sitting here for even longer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? I was that guy. You know what? I don't care.
But yeah, when we sat there, because we were at the very bottom, so everyone else was getting in front of us anyway. We were like, right, Laura played a wee game on her phone. I just sat there browsing fucking random shit. And then as soon as the car in front of us moved forward and we got in, that was it. You were out.
Away.
So I don't know, just get to
that original. Yeah.
Just get another fucking exit in that place.
One more exit would be perfect. That's what I said.
But, yeah, so it was an awesome experience sandwiched between two very stressful and just annoying ones. Yeah. So, I don't know, on the whole, still enjoyed it. Still very glad
we'll
of
it. We'll do it again.
Absolutely. But next time...
You'd learn from it, yeah.
I'm going to fucking... this is what you do. I'm going to park in the car park, way on up.
Yes.
And walk down.
Same thing. I said the same thing. Or else park right beside where I'm literally pointed. I can jump in my car and just drive straight for the barriers.
Yeah, but don't they have the fucking... the guys in the car park who direct you where to go?
You? Well, like, I'm in a car and you're standing, well, sir. Fuck you, so sir. We're going to see who's going to win this fight.
No, yeah. I think this is the winning play is to drive up past... up near where the Titanic museum is.
Yeah.
And there's two car parks up there. Park in there. It's probably more expensive, but... pay your ticket before you ever get out of the car.
Yeah.
You ever leave the car park, and then you just drive straight.
There's nowhere
the
else to park around there, isn't there? Not like
not
you park
really.
At the Titanic. You park. Yeah. Have you ever been to the Titanic Museum?
No.
No.
Walk past it every day when I used to work up there.
You should. You should go.
Nah.
Nah.
But yeah, Alan Partridge, excellent.
Good.
Aha.
But the just sandwiched between two very stressful
events. Which is interesting, but it's still it all
worked
on
out.
The net came out good. So yeah.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I know, yeah.
That's nice.
Because we were worried it wasn't even going to get.
That was
Laura was ill.
Oh, that's right. Is Laura okay now?
Yeah.
Good. So, I'm glad.
Yeah.
Laura, I give you my best. I hope Laura listens to this podcast.
Yeah. I hope so too.
That's a fucking lie. D, let's talk about Uranus.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Did you see all this shit happening during the week about Uranus?
My anus?
Yeah. All this NASA bullshit and all these
hubbub.
Yeah, all the hubbub about Uranus that apparently we're going to be set to launch to Uranus in 2032 or 2033.
Excellent.
We haven't been back to the moon.
Mm.
We haven't even made it to Mars.
Mm.
But we're going to pump resources into making it to Uranus.
Yeah.
Because apparently Uranus has
meme potential.
It's super cold. It's like we're one of the coldest planets from us because we're
it's the furthest planet away, isn't it?
It's known as the ice giant, actually.
Second furthest planet away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mission launch 2031 or 2032. Astronomers think it has the most in common with the majority of the new planets being discovered, and that there's likely to have oceans and moons.
Hmm.
Like, that's all well and good. Well, we haven't even been back to the moon, D.
Yeah.
Why haven't we even been to Mars?
But we're going back to the moon.
I know, but we haven't been back. Let's not plan that far, exactly. Yeah.
Because don't worry, I got you covered. I'm gonna tell you why.
It's a one-way trip to Mars as it stands.
Yeah. So that's why we're not going to Mars, basically.
What, is Musk not sending people to Mars?
Musk is fucking doing everything, but sure. Has he done anything?
True, yeah.
Didn't he tunnel
under LA or something?
Yeah. Hey, Doug, did you ever see the video of that?
No, I didn't see the video. I heard him talk about it.
He dug this tunnel. It literally will fit one car and only just. And he was like, this is going to fix traffic. You can drive under traffic. And it's like, that's one car and it drives at 20 mile an hour because the tunnel is that narrow. And it's like, that was one tunnel.
He made it for himself, basically. He was like, well, if I can drive
under. I don't know. I think the reason he did that is because he's developing boring, like the digging
boring,
tunnels.
Yeah,
so
right.
He can dig tunnels on Mars.
Yeah.
And then people can live in them.
I like him too. It was a good idea to fix congestion.
Yeah, but it's not practical. The best way to fix congestion is
move.
Yeah. Look, you complain about traffic. You are traffic, all right?
Exactly.
Get off the fucking road.
Get in a bike.
Get in your bike.
Get in a bike.
Get in the public transport.
Segway. Rollerblade. Trains. Skateboards.
Trains. Automobiles.
Good movie.
Very good movie.
Very good movie. Underrated movie.
But yeah, like that's it. It's like he's going to spend all these millions of dollars digging tunnels. It's like you could just add a bus route, probably. Mm-hmm. But ease congestion.
He also says he's got to put on a flight or make a craft. Better, like quicker than Concorde was.
Oh yeah.
That we can travel from Europe to, or the UK to the United States in 40 minutes.
Yeah, Starship.
Starship.
Have you seen it?
No.
Fucking amazing.
Really?
Biggest spaceship ever made. It's bigger than the ones that went to the moon. And they've.
But that's going to be used for personal travel?
No,
like
well, eventually that's he's like.
He's going to use that technology, is he?
They're making this right. The idea is they're going to launch that fucking rocket, right? Goes up into space for like orbital shit, comes back down, lands on the pad, they refuel it,
yes,
lift it up onto another booster,
mm-hmm,
launch it again same day. That's what they're planning to do.
Jeepers.
The same rocket will launch twice in a day, and like, yeah, it's wild. That one, then the idea is that you could also go fly it from like your place in, say, where is it, Florida,
yeah,
and then instead of landing back in Florida, land back in, where is it, Sydney or something like that.
Wow.
So you can do that in 40 minutes because, you know, it's the speed of an orbit, which is like,
jeez,
insane. Yeah, Musk is
crazy.
Plenty of ideas.
But as you
but
say,
what's he doing? He's going to Mars. So they're using those starships to get to Mars.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the idea. But the reason they're going to Uranus, Chris, because we're always relevant to the topic. Relevant. We don't go off topic on this podcast. It's all relevant. Is because I think it's just because this is the best chance to get there. Because you know the way the planets are always like moving around and
it's
all this
like
shit.
The best alignment.
Yeah, it's like okay. If you don't go in 2032, you don't go, basically. So they're like, well, let's not miss the window.
I've seen too many movies, D, where apparently the planets are in perfect alignment. Happens once every 500 years. And a lot of people die, D.
Have you seen... the planets are in alignment right now. There's pictures on... Yeah, it's like...
Is your aura cleansed?
Like Saturn, Jupiter, Venus, and maybe Neptune?
Are all in line.
Are all in line right now. So we've got four out of eight.
What happens when we get 8 out of 8? Nothing in particular? Like, what? Does anything really happen?
Armageddon? No, nothing really happens.
No?
I don't think. I mean, as far as it works, we'll find out someday.
Yeah, I've seen too many movies, D, where people die when that shit happens.
Do you think they're doing it for the meme potential, though, genuinely? Like, you know, they want to. They want articles. Like, NASA wants a bit more publicity. Yeah, we're going to probe Uranus.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
D, that's actually a great question. We have a community question this week about memes. Do you want to just hit it now?
No, let's hit it at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hit it at the end. Okay. Have we got multiple community questions?
We do.
Yes. We've got friends.
Yeah, we do.
Exciting.
Anyway.
we are tangenting a lot.
That's today. What this show is.
Yeah.
If you want something a bit more structured, see our previous episode. Yeah.
It's a fucking winner, if I do say so myself.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Who was saying that about something? Was it you? And it was like they named something very timidly, and they were like, no, they should have named it like, this is going to be fucking massive. Oh no, it was a different podcast, I forgot. It's not. It was Batman. It was like the first edition of the Batman comic was like Detective Comics 27, and like, well, why didn't they call it Batman 1? It's like, well, they didn't fucking know Batman was going to be fucking Batman.
Yeah, true.
Like, no, that's actually, the show called it, this is episode Batman 1, it's actually going to be really big, it's going to be a big movie and everything, you should watch it.
Yeah. Is that the weekly
Weekly Planet?
Yeah, okay.
Which actually leads me on to another piece of news.
Go on.
If you want.
Of course I want.
It's Nick Cage related.
Hang on, D. Hang on. Before we do, you got to tell me when Nick Cage related news is coming up.
Some warning.
This is Cage and the Beast.
Oh. Listen to him purr.
God.
Roar. God. I actually got two pieces of Nick
Some
Cage.
Some people would say that's very similar to the MGM.
Yeah. Some people would say that, you know, don't be worried if you're getting aroused by that. Because it's not none to be ashamed of.
It's not.
Some people. I wouldn't say it, but some people would. But yeah, Nick Cage apparently has a tip line for missing comic books. Or comic books that were stolen from him back in the late 90s, early 2000s. One of them being the original... The Detective Comics 27, whatever it was, the first appearance of Batman.
He had comics stole from him?
Yeah, and they're apparently worth in the range of $10 million.
That would get Nick out of a lot of debt.
Well, Nick's out of debt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nick did it. He did it all by himself.
He did it all by himself.
Part of the reason like he was in movies. Debt is because he bought $10 million fucking comic books. apparently in preparation for a role.
Goodness
gracious. He was going to be Superman at one point.
Ghost Rider. I know he was going to be Superman. I don't know.
Maybe
I don't
someday.
Know about that. Yeah.
Maybe he can be an old version of Superman someday. But he's not that old.
This was post Christopher Reeves, pre Batman or Superman Return.
Brandon Routh, basically.
Oh god,
he was going to be Brandon Routh.
That was the worst Superman.
I didn't hate that Superman. I kind of liked it, but anyway,
I hated it. No, I just didn't like it. Yeah,
he has a tip line. I don't have the number. I should have got the number so that we could all ring it up.
We could have rang it now.
Yeah, we could have said we don't have any tips, but you know, we love what you're doing. Good for you.
I'd just like to hear it.
Yeah, hear what's there. But you know, in a more relevant Nick Cage news, and I should have had this up.
An Unbearable Weight went live yesterday.
It did. It's got good,
no,
good
day before,
reviews.
Day before.
Before.
Friday, yeah.
Which we'll see at some point.
Yes.
He is going to have a baby.
Is he?
He is.
With his new wife?
His new wife, Riko Shibata.
That's right.
Yeah.
The Asian girl?
Sure.
I think she is.
I don't know.
I think I seen a picture of them on the carpet.
Apparently before. They got married... last February.
Right.
Yeah, last February. And in January 22, they announced the happy news they were expecting. A representative has confirmed the parents-to-be are elated. They are elated, Chris.
That's fantastic. I wonder what he's going to call the child.
Have you not seen?
No.
Well, that we know. He has apparently told... Kick. the Kelly Clarkson show. He confirmed. Not only
the
Kelly
Clarkson show. Why has Kelly Clarkson got a show?
Because she's awesome. I don't know, Chris.
Jesus.
Do you know who else has a show?
Hollywood's failing, dude.
Listen, James Corden is like a late night host.
James Corden is one of the biggest hosts in America.
Yeah. Like,
how?
Hollywood is dead and gone.
James Corden isn't funny.
He's irritating.
Yeah.
He's I can't stand him.
James Corden is not funny. He's not.
I agree.
James Corden is great in Gavin
Stacey. That's wrong. He is funny. He can write good comedy, but he cannot be a comedian.
You think he can write good comedy?
Yeah, Gavin Stacey's great.
He wrote it. Gavin Stacey is tremendous.
Yeah,
but James Corden's not funny. Like as a yeah,
he's not. He's not a funny persona. Okay, yeah. And he tries too hard.
Yeah,
and it's embarrassing. But I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm glad that people agree.
What is the name of Nick Cage's child?
Well,
baby. Unborn.
Baby. Unborn. He has explained that his father, August Coppola, who was a DJ, used to blast the Beatles album Let It Be on the radio, in particular the song Across the Universe. He says it's my favourite song ever written, which is why I'm going to announce some big news for everybody.
The name of the child is B.
I'm going to have a little girl, and her name, because of Across the Universe, is going to be Lennon. As in John.
He's having a girl?
Yeah.
And he's got to call her Lennon?
Yeah.
You should have called her B. That's way cuter.
B is kind of cute. But B, Beatles. Should have called her whatever. Whatever
not
noise.
Lennon?
Whatever noise a Beatle makes.
Should have called her Ringo Starr.
No. Lennon Augie. And Augie's after his father, August.
Stop.
Lennon Augie Cage.
Oh, dude, I hate some of the names that, like.
And he says he's going to call her Lenny for short, which is a boy's name.
Nick Cage doesn't give a shit.
Nah, he doesn't give a shit. Like,
I hate some of the names that people, like famous people, call their
children.
Remember
Apple?
That's where I was going with this. Yeah. Apple. Chris Martin called his child Apple. But then again, Chris Martin was married to Gwyneth Paltrow, who released, wasn't Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, yeah.
Who released Vagina Scented Candles?
Yeah, yeah. Remember Peaches Geldof?
Peaches.
Other
fruit. Peaches is okay.
You like peaches?
Well,
Princess Peach.
No, maybe not as a child, but as a fruit.
I see what you mean.
I have peaches nearly every day in my oats.
Robin Williams called his child Zelda.
That's a tremendous name.
You like Zelda?
That's a banging name. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Zelda's a great name.
Zelda's a good name, but because of The Legend of Zelda.
Ocarina of Time. Give her the full title.
Ocarina's a good name.
Ocarina's a great name.
There you go.
Call her Aki for short.
Or Rena? No.
Rena?
Aka's better.
Renus.
Like
Renus Williams. Anyway, have you been keeping up with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial?
No, I wouldn't say I'm keeping up, but I see little snippets and clips.
Did you see the fecal matter?
No.
So Amber Heard took a dump in Johnny Depp's bed.
I heard that. Yeah. I didn't see it.
There's a video showing the image.
Oh my god.
It's grim, dude. Just Jesus a shit Christ. On his bed.
What the fuck are you? What? Was she high? She drunk?
No, apparently she would. They had just had an argument, and she was going to Coachella for the couple of days with her friends, and he left to go to his second house, and his friend rang him. His friend was at his house or something, maybe picking something, and rang him, and he came to the house and seen it, or the housekeeper, somebody rang him. I forget. I was listening to the trial, and he went in, he seen it, and he said he just laughed because he thought, what kind of human being does this? Like,
a massive turd in your bed.
She is. Like, there's no way Johnny Depp can lose this trial. There's no way.
I don't know why.
No.
No. This is the problem
I have.
I
don't think so.
This is the problem I have with the trial, right? Don't they do it? It's all his arguments first.
And then all hers.
And then all hers. Because she's the one who, obviously, at the start, who claimed he abused her.
Yeah.
So, like, there's got to be some stuff there that they're going to put.
I don't know. Some of the shit that's coming out, and we're seeing in these things, is, like, what type of a woman is she? That would do this.
Demanded, eh?
Yeah, crazy.
I don't know, maybe she was fucked up on drugs, eh? Going to Coachella, is that the type of thing you do?
Yeah, oh, 100%.
But yeah, like, I mean, have you heard the video as well where she's like, I didn't punch you, I was hitting you. And you're like, like, what are you thinking here? Like,
she gave him a sharper knife to cut himself with.
Jesus Christ.
And videoed it. Well,
oh my God.
She was recording, sorry, I don't want to get this wrong. She was recording him in very dark moments he was having. And he was attempting to cut himself, and I think she replaced the knife with a sharper blade.
Yeah. That is
but kept saying, I don't want you to do this, don't hurt yourself, but here's a sharper blade.
That's toxic as fuck.
I don't care if you give the man whatever. You don't record that shit and it doesn't get used in a trial. That is so grim. That's so It's just Hollywood is fucked.
Yeah,
dude. Hollywood
that's exactly
is
it, like,
fucked.
We thought the whole fucking Will Smith and Jada Pinkett thing.
This is Teletubbies compared to that. But I was thinking, can you, like, how many other actresses and actors and all are watching this trial and thinking, like, Jesus, I worked with these people. Like,
how many actors and actors are watching it going, oh yeah, that's what it's like.
Yeah, true, yeah. It's just another trial.
Celebrities are constantly getting married and then divorced. It's like they just fucking do, like,
they live
impulsive
for that
shit.
Yeah, you're
like,
I know.
I don't understand.
We need another big OJ trial.
Do we?
No, but I think we
need
something.
Another celebrity murderer?
It's been
a couple of years.
That's not a bad topic for us to touch on.
OJ.
We haven't touched on the story of OJ. OJ. I don't think we can do it in 30 minutes, but we can try.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, fuck, we'll give it a go. Like.
Did you ever watch The People versus OJ Simpson?
Yeah, it's
tremendous.
Very good show.
Do you know who's tremendous in that?
David Schwimmer.
Ah,
it's like, yeah. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. As Rob Kardashian. Super.
Good show.
Good show is right.
Yeah, no, it's wild.
It's really wild.
Johnny Depp thing.
It's just mad the shit the celebrities do. And it's just like, oh, they're celebrities.
I definitely think they're both going to come out the purr for this. Johnny Depp might win the case, which I think it'll probably. I personally think he should. Based on what I've heard.
Yeah, see him.
But still think the dirt's going to be dished from her side. He's dishing the dirt at the moment to kind of show this is what I was living with. This is blah blah blah. She's going to dish the dirt on him, and then they're both going to come out looking like fucking turds. But I like to think that he didn't do what she's blaming him of doing.
We all would, I think.
Yeah,
I think.
And if she was lying about it, then yeah, he absolutely deserves to get, like, I don't know, he's asking for like $150 million. He deserves every penny of it, like, because he got sacked from like two massive fucking franchises.
Well, look, if it comes out that it's true what she's saying as well, then I'm sorry, but like, you can't defend that shit.
No,
like,
yeah,
you're
you
violent
can't.
Towards
and
your
then,
partner,
and then sued her for $150 million.
Oh, Jesus.
You know,
true. Like, there's no real winner of this trial. It's so messy.
I like to think though that Johnny Depp didn't, but then
so do I. But
the internet seems to hate Amber Heard.
Yeah, they have.
Possibly because of all this shit, like, she's been pulling.
I think she kind of jumped on this. Not jumped on this, but this all came, like, to light whenever the whole, like, women empowerment movement really started.
She wrote an article that got published in, like, the Wall Street Journal or something, like, or the Washington Post, about being abused. Right. I don't know if she named Johnny Depp in it, but it was definitely the assumption. That's why he's suing her for defamation.
Right, okay.
So that's why I think,
He's practically suing her for defecation at the minute.
Hey-o. Fuck me. Anyway.
Moving swiftly on. Jesus.
The shit.
Imagine taking a shit in someone's bed.
What the fuck? Did you see that clip?
Willingly pulling down your drawers and taking a shit.
People are fucked up. People take shits in public. All right, anyway, while we're on the topic of shit, did you ever see that clip of a guy in Dublin who was working on a crane? And he had to relieve himself.
No.
And he decided to do so into a plastic bag.
No.
And then to dispose of it, he just dropped it off the crane.
And it landed
on somebody's roof and just...
No, it didn't.
Swear to God, there's a video online. He got sacked then. Because, like, it was like, there was, like, not that many fucking crane operators in Dublin, and you could easily identify where it was because he posted the video online. It's like, you dumb bastard. Like,
why didn't he just
not do that thing?
No.
Just not shit in the bag.
Instead of
shit
in the bag, why didn't he just shit just bare ass just off the side of the crane? Chances are the wind would have carried it away from a house. When you're in a bag and you're all together, you know,
it's got momentum.
There's safety in numbers, you know?
I just don't.
I heard a fucking terrible joke. I can't tell it in this podcast. Remind me off the podcast. Remind me off the podcast. It's fucking grim, dude.
We're getting into dangerous territory.
We really are. Like, yeah. We haven't picked up enough to be cancelled.
Here's more Amber Heard news. No, not really.
No.
But, because we're going to tangent off it quite nicely. Segway.
Go on ahead.
Quite nicely. Her co-star in Aquaman, Jason Momoa, is set to star in a new movie, Minecraft.
No.
I know. Like, what the fuck?
So there's a Minecraft movie coming?
Apparently. And it's going to star Jason Momoa. This reminds me of fucking...
A Steve? Or is he going to play like a ghast?
I don't know.
Is he going to play the warden?
He's going to play like a... He's going to play like a fucking creeper who dies in the first 5 minutes.
Just a villager just standing going,
There's not much details about what he's going to play, I don't think. But yeah,
I honestly, we're making a movie. Jason Momoa, I don't really care about.
I like Jason Momoa.
Do you like him because of his sick physique and he's a handsome man?
No.
No.
I like him because he's in Dune. He's good in Dune.
I heard he's good in Dune.
Yeah.
Everybody creams over Jason Momoa, and I can see why. He's a very attractive individual.
Creams over him.
But, you know, I just...
He's a poor man's Nick Cage. That's what he is.
I don't know. I think there's some actors and actresses that have got popular from looks more so than acting ability.
Yeah.
Massively.
Tons of them.
Tons of them, yeah.
But he's, I think he's got acting chops.
What?
He's got acting chops.
I thought you said he's got assless chaps.
I mean, like, yeah, those if he does. I'm assuming.
Where are those?
A man like that, he'd be full not then.
And where are those? You'll get an Oscar.
Yeah.
Will Smith might hit you though.
This Minecraft movie thing though, it reminds me of
how is that gonna,
you know, the Mario movie?
Dude, I was just about to touch on that. Chris Pratt playing Mario Pratt at the end of this year. What's going on, dude?
He's so cool.
I don't
know. Did you see that reveal trailer?
No.
They're announcing Chris Pratt plays Mario. He's so cool. That's what like the justification was.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, they've got, and God. Seth Rogen is in there or something.
Is he Bowser?
God, he knows, Chris. God,
I'm not happy about this. Like, why didn't they just, any Italian would have done a better job.
The voice actor for Mario
would have been perfect. He's an old dude though.
I know, but like that's just a slap in the face. That's like the Halo TV show not using Steve Downes' voice as true. Master Chief.
I don't know if that dude from Mario still does voices for Mario, or if they just like recycle all the old Mario recorded. Yeah, pre-recorded. Yeah, I mean, they could have just used that.
Yeah.
What all is Mario
Mario doesn't say much. Yeah. Like, that's part of the charm
he
of the character.
Like, it's a me.
Yeah.
And then his name constantly.
Mario.
And he goes, oh no.
Yeah, like, I
and
mean,
that's it.
Yeah, if he talks to fucking Chris Pratt. I'm sick of Chris Pratt, by the way. I've seen enough of him.
Did you see the thing that came out? Not the accusation, but have you seen the Thor trailer? The latest Thor trailer? So there's a moment in the trailer when Chris Pratt says something along the lines of, we have to remember what we're fighting for our loved ones. Mm-hmm. And him and Thor make very definitive eye contact.
Yeah.
And it came out then that Star-Lord is bisexual.
Oh, right.
And that's the...
Is he?
Apparently.
All right.
Is who, Chris Pratt?
No, Star-Lord.
Yeah, well, apparently so. And people are worried now that that's the route they're going to go down with Thor and Star-Lord becoming
Dude,
I don't know.
Because Thor isn't bisexual.
How do you know?
Well, that's true. Maybe things have awoken.
Oh, dude.
There's been an awakening.
That's just just like, you can't even make a trailer nowadays. And yeah. Like, everyone's like,
but is Star-Lord bisexual? Because I don't know anything about that character.
Well, I don't know anything about it either.
See, that's the thing. Some of these characters actually are, like, if you read the comics, you're like, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense. But like, because Hollywood don't do gay characters, basically. They did one in Eternals or something like that.
Did they?
Yeah. And apparently it was like, that's a great step forward, blah,
but
blah,
even
blah.
Disney have started introducing this kind of stuff.
It's like a shit film.
Eternals?
Yeah. Which Marvel is Disney. Disney is Marvel. Oh, that's right. The Dumbledore thing.
Yeah.
In China, they removed any references to a romantic relationship between Dumbledore and Grindelwald.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's in the film. It's overtly said in the film. Like, for the first time, that Dumbledore is gay, basically.
Ooh.
And in China, they just removed all that because, you know, artistic integrity,
can.
I think.
Because
is what,
they can.
Yeah. Because China don't want it, and it makes them, like, a ton of money.
What?
Principals don't act for shit.
What do you mean it makes them a ton of money?
So Warner Brothers.
Oh.
They edit, like, China asked, and Warner Brothers give them an edit of the film with that stuff removed.
But it would cost them more?
No. So that, otherwise, if they didn't do that, China
wouldn't take the movie.
Wouldn't, and so show it wouldn't the be film. They wouldn't get the money. Okay. Yeah. Basically, I think is the idea. Yeah.
Jeez. So is it a part? Is it like a? Is it a? Is it a scene that can be cut and nothing will be?
Apparently, 6 seconds of dialogue is all that was cut, but it's just kind of like a slap in the face because it's like, yeah, we're finally confirming it, and they're like, "Stop in China." Jeez. Still China. A big question mark.
It's so strange out there, like.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's just like whatever the government doesn't want to be shown just doesn't
just
get
won't
shown.
Happen. Dude, it's so super strange. Anyway, getting back, I'm fed up with Chris Pratt as well.
Yes. I'm fed up with Chris Pratt. I
had enough of Chris Pratt by season 4 of Parks and Rec.
No.
See, when he started going off and you could tell they were writing his character out because he was going to film and he came back and he was super trim and lean. Yeah. And that's when I just gave up on Chris Pratt.
I liked him right the way through Parks. I love, I was on the Chris Pratt bandwagon for the first like Guardians film. And then the second Guardians film is less so. And then the Jurassic World films happened. Dude, and I stopped liking
him. I still like Jurassic World because there's dinosaurs. And I'm a big dinosaur fan.
I don't like it.
I like it.
Don't like anything about it.
And are you going to watch the third one?
No.
Oh, we should see the third one, dude.
No. Okay. Sam Neill is back.
Yeah. And so is Laura Dern and...
Oh, yeah. What's his name? The most famous of the three. I can't remember his name.
He plays Dr. Malcolm.
Yeah, he's
what's his name?
Yeah, he's a guy. He's in a movie. You know?
He's in Friends as well.
Yeah, he's in everything.
Don't you look that up.
I'm looking it
up. We're going to fucking get
it. He's also in Thor, so it's related.
Oh, dude.
Jurassic World Dominion.
How can I think of his name?
Because you're a fool. It rhymes with Hefe.
Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, there you go.
Jefe Goldblum.
I don't know why, because Jeff was there. He's like, I'll just say it in Spanish. Jefe. Yeah, no, I won't see it. I don't care to see that. I've seen the other two, and both were so underwhelming.
Wise up.
No, wise down.
Don't see two movies and then give up on the last. No, why should I? Jurassic
why
World.
Should I? Huh? Dude, give me a reason why I shouldn't.
Because it's history.
If I read two bad books, why would I read the third one?
Because it's history.
It's not history, Chris.
What if the first six Harry Potter books have been shit?
I wouldn't have read them.
Oh, dude.
And who cares? Because it would have been a big build up to a big ending you don't care about.
To be fair, when I seen Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, I fucking hated that movie. Like,
yeah, you remember. I only really remember the first three films.
And then the last two were super, and the second watch through, I enjoyed it a whole pile more. I don't know. I don't think you judge a book by its cover yet. I think this could be a good movie.
Okay, maybe it will. If it gets good reviews, I'll see it. Otherwise,
no, don't be that kid.
It's just off my radar. Well, because I wouldn't have seen it. I wouldn't have seen it. Unless you're going to keep yapping on about it.
I will. I'm going to keep. I want you to come and see Jurassic World with me.
Okay, well.
When's it out?
Not
June?
Sure.
We'll go for my birthday.
It's not coming out.
What?
Because Chris Pratt is going to get cancelled because he's been racist by playing Mario, who's Italian, and he's not.
That's right. Yeah, how are they allowed to do that? How are they allowed to do that? Who can't appear in The Simpsons?
No they're way. Not going
to
do it. It's going to be Mario, the Californian plumber.
The Italian-American plumber?
Yeah, probably some shit I got there.
Hey, what?
If he does an accent, I will see the film. If he doesn't do an accent, I won't.
Oh, you'll see the film. It's Mario. You're like, so controversial today.
Did you go see Sonic?
Oh fuck no.
No.
Oh god.
Why
no.
would you?
Because that film looked dead. I would have went
It's actually meant to be decent.
I would have went to see Sonic if they hadn't have changed it. Remember the CGI the was shit. So bad.
Yeah.
I would have seen that happily.
Apparently the Sonic films are good. Decent.
Apparently Jim Carrey is quite good. But Nick Cage wants to play Dr. Eggman and he wants to take it dark.
Oh.
And that's what I'd like to see.
That's where they should have went.
I like Jim Carrey as well.
I like Jim Carrey. Yeah. Jim Carrey might be retiring. After that Sonic film.
Really?
Yeah, taking a step back.
Who was it was retired and I said he should come back? I forget. I was talking about somebody who had retired from something.
really,
I have a lot of conversations.
Not really narrowing it down there, no, Chris.
I have a lot of conversations.
Yeah, that all stemmed from Jason Momoa being in Minecraft movie. That's all the news I have. Oh, I do have some more movie news, and this one makes me feel tremendous.
Oh god.
Vin Diesel has revealed the title for the next Fast and the Furious movie. What number do you think we're on for
this
Fast
has got to be 10, isn't it?
This is 10.
Okay, so
what do you think they're going to call it?
Fast 10 your seatbelt?
No, they're cowards. They didn't do it.
Bastards.
They should have done
Bastards
it.
Bastards did.
Fast 10 your seatbelt. I don't know.
How are we not working
or
in Hollywood?
Even just Fast 10 up, you know? If they don't want to be too cheesy, but they just, I don't know.
Fast 10 your seatbelts.
But yeah, it's not that. What do you think it is? Now, I'll give you the full list. I can't. I don't have it. Do
full list of what? Oh, of all the movies so far.
Yeah.
Can you? If you can Google that, yeah. I would love to hear.
I'm gonna get all the movies so far, and you can try and get.
Yeah, you do that, and I'm gonna round up our community questions.
Okay. Fuck. Fast and Furious movies.
Honestly, fast movies.
I don't like them.
Like them up until, what was the one we went to the cinema to see? Tokyo Drift.
Dude, I don't like them.
And then after that, they just...
Yeah, Tokyo Drift.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the last one I've seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, Tokyo Drift came out in 2006.
Tokyo Drift was sick. We went to the cinema to see that. I don't know if you remember that.
That was 16 years ago.
Fuck.
I do remember seeing it in the cinema. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, very much so.
I liked the drifting stuff. Okay, so here is the... It's called the Fast
then
Saga,
they released,
by the way.
Then they released Need for Speed Carbon right after that, yes. Which was the Need for Speed that the you were drifting on like a mountain and stuff. Yeah, pretty cool.
The Drift
King. Right, give me the Fast titles.
The Fast Saga, it's called. Because it's obviously a saga. Okay, so obviously The Fast and the Furious is the first one. And then the incredible meme, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Infamous.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then back to The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, which is...
It's The Fast and the Furious?
The Fast and the Furious. And that's the third film in the series. Then just Fast and Furious. So we drop the.
That's four.
Yep. And then for the fifth movie, it's called Fast Five. And then it goes back Fast and Furious 6.
Just Fast and Furious. No the.
And then it's called Furious 7.
That's the one with Paul Walker. That's Paul Walker's last.
Possibly. Couldn't tell you. So we went from Fast and Furious. We dropped the Furious. Then we went back to Fast and Furious. Then we dropped the Fast Furious. And then we got, I like this one, The Fate of the Furious.
Oh, that's 8?
Yeah, that's 8. And then 9 is just called F9.
Oh, Jesus. So 10 has to be, is it Roman numerals?
Yes.
Oh.
Well done.
FX?
No.
Fast
X. FX would have been a lot fucking better.
Jesus, come on, guys.
But good shout with the Roman numerals. I didn't see that coming. Fast X.
Whenever you said 9 there, I was like, what was the last one called? Fast 9?
F9.
So I was like, surely they got to go
in. They should have won FX, man. They should have won FX. Yeah. That's a far better name.
Isn't it?
Fast X is so stupid. I don't know if you're supposed to say that as Fast 10.
It does not matter what any of these movies are called. When you rock up to the cinema and you want to buy tickets, you're going to say, one ticket to the Fast and Furious, please.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. That's what
you're not going to say FX.
I'd like to see the latest iteration of the Fast saga, please.
God almighty.
They do it intentionally now just to make it weird and different every single time. It's like Xbox name on their fucking consoles. Just pick a ladder. Yeah, and then there is an 11th film planned, which is going to be, I think, the conclusion of the saga.
But didn't The Rock and Jason Statham break off from that, and they're like Hobbs and Shaw. Calvin
yeah.
and Hobbs.
Hobbs and Shaw, yeah. Apparently The Rock and Vin Diesel don't see eye to eye, don't get along.
I find that hard to believe, because I like to believe The Rock gets on with everybody and everybody gets on with The Rock.
Doesn't get on with Vin Diesel.
Just a hard one to work with.
They have feuds, I think.
Oh.
On the internet.
They have fury?
They are furious with each other.
Oh my goodness.
And they're also fast. There is a clip, I think, from one of the actual films where Vin Diesel and The Rock are standing quite visibly many meters apart. But it's filmed from the side, so it looks like they're facing each other, but they're not.
Jeez. I wonder is that like an alpha thing? Like Vin Diesel was the alpha for so long, and then this fucking monster just came in.
Could be, like,
you know what I mean?
See, The Rock, hey,
pissing all over his territory. I'm not a fan of The Rock either.
I think The Rock's a bit weird, hey, about shit like that.
You think so?
Yeah.
About alpha? About that kind of thing?
He's a bit alpha, maybe. I don't know. He gives me a weird vibe sometimes. Sometimes he's like, I'm a friend of everybody. I'm a happy-go-lucky, awesome dude, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, he's like very driven, and he would fuck... I think he'd fuck people over to get where
he's
he was.
He's a super driven businessman, for sure. Yeah. Like, very driven.
He really likes his image. It's very important to him, I think.
Of course it is, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I have a feeling he will one day run for office. And I don't like that one bit. I think that's the type of impression he has of himself, is that he's not just an actor. He is like a upstanding citizen, and he is more. And I'm like, and I don't like that. I don't think you are.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah.
Stay in your fucking lane, Rock.
I'm honestly, yeah, exactly.
Dwayne.
I'm not a huge fan of The Rock. There, I said it.
I like him in films, though.
Do you?
Almost universally. I can't think of a bad film he's in. I don't like
San
him.
San Andreas.
Never seen him. So okay. I stand by him.
Okay.
I don't. A film that he's in, I don't always like the character that he is. Usually,
true. You know what I mean? Yeah, he's got that likability.
Yeah, but it just feels false or something. It's just he's too likable.
The Rock just plays The Rock though in every movie, which is probably what I don't like. I don't like characters that are like that. I don't think, or actors.
Ryan Reynolds just plays Ryan Reynolds.
I'm not a huge fan of Ryan Reynolds
as an actor.
Yeah, as an actor, as a person, I think he's hilarious. He's great. Yeah. I like him. Same with Tom Hardy. I don't like Tom Hardy. I don't really rate Tom Hardy. Mad Max is probably the best thing Tom Hardy's ever done.
I haven't seen that
movie. Or maybe Bronze,
to be honest.
And that's it.
Yeah, I've not seen that. That's where he plays two people, isn't it? No, it's not.
The Craze, isn't
that
one?
Yeah.
Is that that one? There's a movie where he sits in a car for the whole movie.
I've seen that film, yeah. I think you're all right. No, it's not that good, to be honest. It could have.
I love
could
how quickly it, that was. That's all right.
I was it's watching it and I was like, "Oh, it's." I didn't realize when
Legend.
I when
that's
I got
what that one's
the
called,
film,
I think, isn't it?
Don't know.
Or that's what the Craze brother one is. I don't know.
When I got that film and I was watching, I didn't realize it was all going to be in the car, and I was like, "Oh fuck, I didn't want that." But then I was like, "It's actually not that bad," but it didn't all have to be in the car.
I just picture you and Laura sitting down watching the movie, and all you hear is this.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Do you ever get that, though, when you're watching a show and you're like, oh, no, they're going to do that for this whole episode? They're going to do this now, aren't they?
Yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Oh, fuck.
The Johnny Karate episode of one of the last episodes of Parks and Rec.
You don't like that?
No, fuck. I
like
that
episode solely for the advertisements.
The advertisements are fantastic.
I love that.
And everything else is.
Do you ever get it, though, in like a show? And you're like, we're building up to the climax, and then the next episode starts and it's a flashback to one of the other characters, and you're like, please don't make the whole episode be this.
Don't ruin the momentum you have going here.
And then the titles come up and then it goes back and you're still in the past. You're like, yeah, it's gonna be this entire episode.
It's one of those episodes.
I fucking hate that, man.
Why do shows do that?
Just do it earlier in the season. That's fine. Build up to it. Don't fucking interrupt the...
It's like they need that little break before the... They need more time to fill in the finale or something.
I don't know. It's just...
That's why I'm really not holding out for a strong finish from The Walking Dead.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The Walking Dead's got to be a terrible finish.
Five seasons ago, Chris, it was terrible.
Listen, I stuck with it, but you know what?
It's fucking awful.
But you know what? I was holding out for this season. I was going to be like, they gotta start doing what The Walking Dead do nearly every season. Mass, like, just culls. Actors, people who didn't... But they didn't know what they did. They revealed that all these characters were getting spin-off shows. And now no one's going to die.
Oh, yeah.
They've got the...
They've
got that Carol and Negan and Maggie now have a show. They've got like that... what do you call that? Armor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Plot armor.
Plot armor.
Yeah.
They can't be killed. I'm like, why am I even watching this? I don't care if like the mayor of the Commonwealth is a bad guy now, because he's not going to kill any of the new guys.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. They did that with Rick, though, didn't they? He's getting a spin-off movie or something like that. And he's meant to be dead.
And Michonne.
Yeah, they need to settle the fuck down.
I was sure Rick was coming back in this season. That's what I was holding out for so long. And now I'm
I literally stopped watching The Walking Dead nearly 6 years ago now.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe after that.
Yeah, that was the last episode I watched. I was like,
That's when it was last good.
Probably.
Apart from one of the episodes in the later series, the last episodes when they just did a mass cull. And I was like, holy shit, that's a lot.
That was always its strong point. It's like, you know, anything
nobody
can
is
happen.
Safe. Yeah. I think Lost was kind of like that too.
Yeah, it kind of was, yeah.
I'm sorry for coming back to Lost nearly every single episode.
Such a good show.
But it's so good.
Such a good show.
I was going to say, we were saying something else there about shows that do things fast.
I'm furious.
The Rock. I was so close there. It was on the tip of my tongue. Mm. Now it's gone.
It's gone. Forget
can't
about
remember.
It.
Can't remember. Do you want to do some community questions?
Absolutely. I'd be. Yes.
These are some old dated questions that I just have saved. I've just saved the actual question to my phone. One second here. Thank you, everybody. Before we discuss these, thank you, everybody, who submits community questions. Remember, you can do so. Keep your question completely anonymous if you wish. Or if you don't, you can let us know that you're happy enough for us to read out your name and blah, blah, blah.
If you want to be anonymous,
yeah,
post your name as Dwayne Johnson. Mm. We'll know what it means.
We'll know what it means. And we can just say it was from Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we have a couple of questions here from Dwayne Johnson. Why don't we just say that?
Yeah.
There we go. So these community questions have come from Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, good shit.
There you go.
He's a big fan of the show. Yeah.
Your secret's safe with us, Kevin. D.
Yes.
From Dwayne Johnson. You seem like sophisticated gentlemen, so I ask, what is your favorite meme or meme template?
Oh, God.
This is why I wanted to ask this back when we were talking about memes.
You made one mistake there.
Sorry.
Sophisticated gentlemen.
Yeah, I know.
So, not quite accurate. My favorite meme template, I think at the moment, is the, do you know the cat where it's like, they're like staring right ahead, and then the next clip they're just like,
they're looking to the side,
kind of looking to the side, like, this fucking situation is awkward.
Yeah.
I like that one.
I like that one too.
I relate with that one a lot.
There's so many memes, but there's always one that I come back to and I'm like, that meme gets me every time.
Yeah.
And now I can't think of what it is.
Oh.
I very much like, you know the old dude, like the old guy with like the cup of tea?
Oh my God, like, yeah.
He just kind of...
I'm dying inside.
I'm dying inside. That one. That's a strong meme template.
Oh man, they found like a whole photo dump of all the other like you know, stock photos stock that he had taken, and it's always the same. He's always just like half smiling, half in pain. Mm-hmm. Oh, the poor guy.
What other memes do you like?
That's none of my business.
That's none of my business.
It's a very good one.
Yeah. I'm going to scrub quickly just through my...
I wish I had some examples of actual, like, memes.
So do I.
Laura does this. She has, like, photo dumps. She'll see tons and tons of photos.
I do that.
And then she'll send them one day randomly whenever she, like, remembers she has all these. And I just get, like, a fucking photo dump. And it's pretty awesome, actually, to be fair. Are we looking up memes now, Chris?
Memes are always good. You can look up some memes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's such a good question because it requires a lot of thinking. And okay. I could have asked you the question long before the show started.
Because we've got dead air. Have dead air, Chris.
No, we're searching for meme templates. This is the content you want from Empty Promise. Don't lie.
Us going through our phones desperately trying to find something that's sort of half funny.
I always like the, you know, the meme of the little girl. Is she sitting at like a bench and the bench is on fire behind her? You know that? Yeah. It's like everything's fine.
This is fine. It's a wee dog, isn't it?
Is it a dog? I thought it was a wee girl.
Is it? Oh, no, that one, yeah, where she has, like, the smug look on her face.
Yes.
Yeah, I like those ones, too.
Any kind of SpongeBob meme templates are always good for me as well. Like, I love SpongeBob.
I think that answers it. Mine is definitely the cat one. I don't actually see those things, though.
What one I don't like, the memes I don't really like are, remember the Kermit the Frog and the evil Kermit? I'm not a fan of that one, like.
What is it? No, I don't even know that one,
The evil Kermit?
Yeah.
He's like looking in a mirror, and then it's like him with like the hood up looking in the mirror, and it's like an evil kind of... No?
Yeah, it doesn't do it for me either.
People know what I'm talking about.
The Drake like. Meme?
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
It's overused.
Do you know what one's overused? Do you know the Jenna Fisher from The Office? Corporate need to find two...
Oh, the difference in pictures. These two pictures? Yeah.
I love all like the old stuff, you know, like here's an example, you know, like it shows like an old photo. You know, like old, like they take like pieces of art and like they just fuck a meme.
That guy, like, you know, that guy who looks swag as fuck and it's like from the 1800s, he just got his finger up.
Yes, like, exactly.
Yeah, that stuff like that's pretty good. Simpsons memes. Get on the Facebook Simpsons page for infinite Simpsons memes.
Okay.
I used to be on that like, I used to be on that 24/7.
Yeah.
Well, not 24/7, but like 24/7. That was my usual Facebook was for that. It was retarded, hey. The shit I fucking seen. Still haunts me to this day.
I also like Boromir, Lord of the Rings. One does not simply.
Yeah. Those are very good, actually. Yeah. Those ones are usually more inventive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good subreddits if you want to see good memes, Chris. Prequel memes for Star Wars memes.
I'm a follower of that, I think.
Raimi memes for Spider-Man.
Okay.
Memes. And then Lord of the Rings memes, or LOTR memes.
Okay.
For Lord of the Rings memes.
Okay.
They're all fucking just, they're pristine.
Okay.
Those are like curated memes.
Curated memes.
Yeah. You don't get all the rabble that you get on Facebook.
No. It's
curated, okay?
Yeah.
Terrible Facebook memes. It's not a good meme page.
Terrible.
It's all on Reddit, by the way. Just go on fucking Reddit.
I don't know if I follow any meme. Oh, I do. I follow a lot of meme pages on Instagram, but I can't think of them now. Most of my Instagram feed is now just memes. Like,
memes, yeah. Well,
that's it. But I learn a lot from memes. Memes are a good source of knowledge. Knowledge is power, D. Let's move on before I say something else stupid. D, this one's going to be a little game for us.
Excellent.
I'm going to need a stopwatch with 30 seconds.
I can use my phone.
Okay. We could do the countdown. Don't do that?
I mean, no.
Okay. I'll just sing it then.
Oh, yeah. Perfect.
Dun.
I think that'll be more awkward to time.
Perfect.
So stopwatch you want, D.
Stopwatch for 30 seconds. And D, this question comes in.
So is it a countdown, Chris?
I need 30 seconds on the clock. can you give me 30 seconds on the clock?
I'm trying, man. I'm fucking trying.
You give me 30 seconds. We'll listen to crickets while we do that.
All right, I got it. Okay, Thank you. One second. All right, whenever you...
Okay, so D, this is what we're going to do in 30 seconds. I need you to name as many famous people of the same name as you. So as many famous Jameses as you can. 30 seconds.
Okay.
They can be fictional characters. Or they can be... I just need Jameses.
Okay.
As many as you can in 30 seconds.
Dead on, right?
Do you want me to start the clock?
You start the clock, and you have to keep count as well.
Oh, Jesus. I've got a lot to do here. Why don't we have a counter? We should have a bell. Ding, 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 but we don't.
You just go ding, ding, ding when you're done. There's the phone.
Okay. Give me a pen or something. Take so I can pen. I'm gonna tally it. Give me your sheet.
Jesus, do you need anything else? I mean, this is a fucking thing for you.
I'm gonna need your trousers.
I'm trying to think of names here as we go. I've got one, right? Okay. Come on, okay. Hit the button.
Okay, we ready?
Yep.
As many James as you can in 30 seconds. D, 3, 2, 1, go.
James Corden. James, I hate this game so much.
What's you under pressure, dude?
James Robert Downey Jr. Does that not count?
James Robert Downey Jr.?
His dad is actually called James. Put that down.
I give you fuck it, yeah. 13 seconds.
You're joking.
No.
Fuck.
10.
I have to get one, don't I?
6.
James Bond.
5. Yep. 4. 3. 2.
James Spade. 1.
Perfect. Time.
I got 1.
Oh, that timer.
Yeah.
We've got to stop that. Perfect.
You wanted a bell.
You got 4. That's 4 Jameses in 30
you
seconds.
You have an unfair advantage.
Why?
Because you're called Chris.
James Franco.
Yeah.
James L. Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
James
isn't a great one.
St. James. You better believe I'm using St. Christopher. Do I use Chris or Christopher?
Either. It's all excellent. Good.
So you could have used Jim? Or Jimifer?
Jim who? Halpert? That's all I got, man.
Jim Halpert would have worked.
No, they're not real people. They're not actors.
Hmm?
They're not actors. Fuck, I was so bad.
But I think you can use like...
fictional characters?
Yeah, you can use fictional.
I have so many for you. It's insane.
Okay, right.
Give me 30 seconds. I'm not giving you any more time. Are you ready?
So Chris or Christopher?
Either.
Okay.
Yeah. Go.
Chris Rock.
Yeah.
Chris Tarrant.
Oh my God.
Chris DeBerg. He's a singer. Chris DeMarco, a golfer.
Oh, come on now.
Christopher Reeves. Christopher Lee.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken.
Dickhead.
Chris.
Come on, we were talking about him earlier.
Chris. Were we?
Yeah.
Chris.
We're going to go see him. Jurassic Park.
Chris Pratt. Chris Pine. Chris Evans.
Yeah, those are the three.
Jesus, dude.
You got 10.
I got 10. Yeah, that's not bad.
I had so many. I had all those. Fuck off, son. Time's up.
Well done.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Soon as the timer started, not even the moment you said you're gonna be timed, brain
that's
shut down.
It, yeah,
it's like James Corden, the only I hate him too. He's the worst.
Can you name any more now that you're not thinking?
No, it's still completely blank.
I don't know if I have too many more Chris's. Chris.
Yeah, no, you got a lot there. You got Chris.
Oh, Chris Hemsworth.
Hemsworth. That's right. I knew all those superhero ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of Chris's there.
Yeah,
Chris is good, strong. Saint Christopher. I'm using that, dude.
I could have used James twice for the apostles. Should have done
yes,
that.
Yes. There's probably James who was once Philip.
James Rodriguez.
Oh, there you go. James.
Yeah. Could have went for a lot of that. Completely dropped the ball, Chris. James Downey. Empty Promise Podcast. Boy.
Yeah.
James is tougher than you'd think, isn't it?
James, it is. James.
Who asked that question? No, that's anonymous. That
that's
question.
Anonymous.
I have a feeling I know who fucking asked it.
James.
Dead air, Chris. Dead air.
James McAvoy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good shout. Good shout, yeah.
I knew this was another actor.
Yeah.
Actors is
took
always...
you 30 seconds to get James McAvoy. It's fucking hard. Yeah. Like,
we should have done it in reverse. We should have done each other's names.
We should have done it in reverse. I would. You still would have beat me.
Anyway.
Good question. Good game.
Next question, D. Last question, D. Where do you come up with the ideas for your episodes?
Google.
Google podcast ideas.
There's a really good podcast that I listen to. I pretty much get them all from there. Just steal it outright. No, we have like a list of like random like episode ideas that we want to cover at some point, and it's usually just like, you're watching a documentary, you're watching a TV show or something, reading some random article online, you're like, that could be good for an episode. I think the only criteria is that it has to be something like
interesting.
Yeah, that's it.
If
like,
we find it
bar.
Interesting, we talk about it. So that's the thing. It's all relevant because we could find something interesting that someone will see and be like, that's just not
exactly
like
yeah.
the last like they're talking about the guy who escaped prison. Someone might be watching that being like, no, that's why would they talk about that? But you know,
I think we don't really do like the bigger like kind of like more well covered things because someone's done it better. Like let's not lie. Like if you wanted a proper educational like podcast about
9/11,
yeah, like there's people have done that properly. Mm-hmm. Like, and they've went in depth and they've done all the fucking...
It's not saying that it's not interesting stuff to cover, but it's just... There's no point, like...
If we did something on 9/11, which we've done in the past, it's usually more about, like, what are the conspiracy theories around it? Like, what are the...
It's kind of like risk-reward, I think, for a lot of it. Not even risk-reward, but is it, like... Is it going to be worth us covering? Like you say, if someone else has done it better. Unless, of course... The only exception for that is if we find it truly interesting and we just really want
to
talk about
it. If it's something personally that you're just like... I think one I'd like to do is like the moon landings or something like that. Which obviously there's like... There's full like documentary like podcast on about
and we
that.
We did Loch Ness and we did Bermuda Triangle. Yeah. Two very heavily covered pieces. Yeah. We're more than likely going to do Bigfoot at some point, which is super heavily, but it's just interesting.
But yeah, usually we try and find something that's like a little bit different and weird about it. Like, not always. Sometimes it's just literally just the main facts, and we kind of just talk about why we find it interesting, which I think is kind of what
exactly
makes, you know, like that's why I watch, listen to podcasts. It's like I'm kind of more interested to hear what these people are going to say about it.
And honestly, sometimes it comes from, oh my God, is that going to hit the corner?
Nope.
No.
Not even close.
Sometimes I'll just be listening to another podcast.
Yeah.
And it'll either come from, it'll not be their topic directly because
most of
the podcasts I listen to don't cover the shit that we cover.
Mm-hmm. But they bring things up.
For example, like It's Obvious podcast.
Yeah.
We listen to those boys weekly when they have a podcast.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And we're not going to cover like their topics because they're talking about games, but one of them might talk about something that's happened in their weeks.
Yeah.
And it'll spur a thought. And then there we go. I'll just jot that down as a topic idea.
Or we literally have. I think we went through the list like a week or two ago.
We have tens and tens of topics.
We have literally tens of topics.
I wasn't going to say.
Like, we do. Like,
I was going to say 100. We could have close to 100 between us, maybe. Probably not.
Yeah, probably not, to be honest.
I mean, I want to cover a lot of serial killers and stuff like that, but it's more about reading the room and what's going on at the time in the world.
Because like, if you did like all serial killers, it would just be, you know, that's a true crime documentary or whatever.
We're not a true crime podcast. We're not much of a podcast. It's a conversation between two friends.
Yeah, about a topic.
And you tune in weekly, and some of you like it and some of you don't. And that's fine.
That's good.
Because we're allowed our opinions.
Yeah, exactly. Unless you're The Rock. Fuck that guy.
Opinions are like assholes, D. Everyone has one.
And they usually stink. Is that a thing?
Sure. Yes. Yes. Yes, they are. Before we finish, I know we haven't talked.
If I wanted an asshole's opinion, I'd ask my own, Chris.
There you go. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Do you want to talk a little bit about any kind of food or anything we had? Did you have anything monumental?
I made a steak dinner. Before the show on Friday night.
You had dinner on a show?
Dinner on a show, of course, Chris. But we made it at home. And I made it. And it was the best steak I've ever cooked.
Did you put an OXO?
No. You told me that years ago.
I know. Why have you not done it, dude?
Because, Chris, I got my own methods, right? I got my own methods. I salted the fuck out of it, I'm not going to lie.
You could have used an OXO cube. What do you call those? Stock cube.
Yeah.
Crumble it over your steak. Perfect seasoning.
No, it's not.
Somebody else try it. A beef one.
Somebody else try it.
Don't put like a fucking perfect vegetable seasoning on
them. It's perfect seasoning. You need salt and pepper on that bastard.
That's what a stock cube is salt.
It's fucking more than that.
Because you can get low sodium ones. I mean, what's the point?
I did the reverse sear method.
I like that.
You cook it in the oven to get it to the right temp.
And then fucking roast it on a pan.
Blast that bastard. Because usually the problem we have is that it gets overcooked in the pan.
Yeah. And then the middle isn't too good. Well, although I like my steak like that.
Because you have to, I don't know, just take two. It doesn't work. It always goes wrong for me, but this worked perfectly. It was perfect medium, which is how I take my steak.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Haters get out.
I'm a rare boy.
You're a rare breed.
If I was eating steak, it's got to be close to mooing. Like the breath of life will take it back.
Yeah.
I like mine very red, basically, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. Rare. I'm not into that.
Not blue, but rare.
Blue is just like... It's blue just seared, and that's it.
Blue is just coloured.
You know what I don't like about that is that steak's going to be cold.
Yes.
Is your rare steak cold or is it...
No, warm. It wouldn't be cold. It'd be warm. A blue steak, I think, would have very little temperature. I had a blue steak before in Paris, and it was, how do you say, raw.
Yeah.
You know?
How you say
disgusting. It was good. It was good. But I caught it and I was like, you know whenever you cut like a raw piece
blood
of meat
just
and it
kinda, pissing out
it looks like you just like cut into your own thigh. You know, it's just kind of like it's stringy and sinewy, that kind of.
Yeah.
I'm not really selling it, but it did melt in the mouth.
Okay.
Because it was raw.
Basically. The meat has to be prepared, tenderized properly for that to work, isn't it?
Tenderized with a big mallet. Do you know what's a good sign? And I think we've talked about this before. A burger joint that asks you how you want your burger cooked.
Cooked, yeah, that's true.
Not too many places ask you how you want a burger cooked.
Apparently, though, you have to cook because ground beef, right, minced beef like that, has to be cooked 165 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what it is in Celsius because all cooking stuff.
Because of the bacteria?
Because on a steak, bacteria is usually on the surface. So on the interior of the steak, there's very little bacteria, so you're fine. But you mince that stuff up, get it all mixed together, you could be eating raw beef in the middle.
You see, I know people who eat...
Getting the E. coli.
So people eat raw ground beef.
Yeah. Lunatics.
Fucking weirdos, dude.
Jesus Christ, the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. Well, not really, but fucking...
Great. One of them.
There's a guy, I forget his name now, he's a YouTuber fitness guy.
Liver King?
No. I've seen him too.
That guy's a fucking idiot, dude. He is roided to the gills.
Yeah.
And says it's
he's
down
bright
to
red. He glows. He's like fucking Rudolph's nose.
Because of his fucking high blood pressure and cholesterol levels, I'm sure of it. And he's fucking... He is Anvar and Winstrol and whatever the fuck other D-ball
no,
concoctions
no.
he's mixing up.
You don't
all
understand.
Down to his raw meat.
Get it from... You go on his website and get his nutrients and you'll look exactly like that.
I might just do that.
Guaranteed.
Can you imagine the mess of my insides if I took on his diet?
Lad, I don't know. I what the fuck is he... What's he like? What's going on in there? Did he really eat all that shit he lets on? Or does he just put
that
on?
No, he puts up videos of him and his family eating raw beef.
Yeah,
like raw meat.
You can put a video up, like,
true,
but then you can go eat a salad right after.
I think a lot of people eat marrow and stuff like that. It's supposed to be delicious. Like, my dad would eat marrow from bones and stuff. Well, I mean, he doesn't, like, sit down and nibble on marrow, but if it was there, he would probably include it in cooking.
That's disgusting. Anyway.
Marrow's supposed to be delicious. Do you know you get marrow... butter in some butchery to cook your steak in is supposed to be tremendous.
I would only ever see marrow in a soup.
Yeah.
As a base.
What were you saying there? Because I want.
No, yeah, it was this guy Justin. Something. He's young, right? He's not like that Liver King dude, but he eats 100%
meat
diet, no vegetables,
complete carnivore.
To be seen. Yeah. Now he's like very he's very fit, very athletic. He's low body fat and all that shit, right? But like you would watch
does
him.
Does he claim natty? Does he claim that he's completely natural?
I don't even know. I don't know what he does. But I seen a video of him basically doing his meal plan with someone. You know Will Tennyson, that guy.
Oh, I love Will Tenney. Yeah,
I like him too. But he was on his video and they were like, he usually eats like normal fucking diet, like you know,
carbs,
omnivore diet, right?
Yeah.
And then this guy was coming in and they were literally cooking livers, and then on the side of the liver was ground beef.
Yeah,
that's your meal.
That's fucking grim, dude.
All of it. Grey. Like he cooks everything well done. He eats steak well done.
Why? What's the method behind that?
It's how he likes it. He eats all beef, all dry, fucking awful, non-seasoned. It literally would make you sick watching him eat it.
Jesus.
And he's just like, yeah, you just eat that, you just chuck it in you. That man has no, that man cannot experience joy, I am convinced. There is no joy in that, like.
But the steak and stuff, especially when it's overcooked, I believe, has a very long life, like in your gut.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think maybe not when it's overcooked,
it
but steak.
Right?
Steak as a whole, meat as a whole, I think, and animal products as a whole, have a very long breakdown. I think in the gut. I'm not saying they're bad for you. I'm just saying that it takes a long time to process. So if all you're eating is that, I can't imagine his gut would be too good.
Is it Justin Rhodes?
Justin Rhodes.
I think it is.
You got
Justin
a picture
Rhodes
of the dude?
Yeah, I'm gonna try and get it.
I'll know by his face.
Oh, if he's natty or not?
No, just whether I've seen him before, whether I've watched any of his videos.
I see. I thought you were like, I can see his big red fucking face. Oh no, that's not him, is it? No, that's not him. Sorry, I made a mistake.
Now, Will Tenney, I like.
Yeah, I like him too.
He's pretty likable.
He's a funny guy.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, man, that's. That's a grim way to eat.
I know. There's no joy in your life if you're doing that, I think. Food brings so... Like, to me, my life personally, like, I...
So much joy.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than going out for a nice meal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a few things.
Looking forward to getting this.
Speaking of which, we went for a lovely meal last weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, we went to myself and Colleen and Colleen's family, sister and her kids and partner.
Typical family.
And mum went to Viscount in Dungannon, which I'd heard very mixed things about before I went.
Okay.
But it's terrific.
Brilliant.
Lovely atmosphere. Lovely food. I had a falafel burger.
Oof. I like falafel.
Some of the table got steak sandwiches and steak and duck, and everything came very well prepared.
Excellent.
My falafel burger and sweet potato fries were tremendous.
You had sweet potato fries?
I did. I was a bold bastard.
Oh, what did you do?
The dessert menu came out. I didn't see a damn thing that was vegan on that dessert menu.
You didn't stop me. No.
Didn't stop this chunk.
You fall off the wagon, boy.
I had a wonderful one. The
what is it?
Sticky
toffee
pudding.
Oh,
now the only thing that I have to say,
what's in it that's wrong? Or
I'd imagine vegan. It would contain an egg or two, in the actual batter to make the pud. Okay. Or that's it. I don't think there's milk in it, but an egg. But you know what? I just fuck it. I wanted sticky toffee pudding, and It came with rum and raisin ice cream on top, which I fucking loathe.
Oh, there's no way to avoid that.
Hot cold, so I yeeted the ice cream off to one side of the plate. But then it came with a lovely little like jug of this decadent caramel fudgy syrupy thing. Like honestly, a 2 teaspoon or 2 tablespoons probably would have been enough because it was well soaked. I poured the whole fucking thing and it absorbed it like a sponge.
I don't know now. Because that means it was cakey.
There was still plenty of syrup on the floor, on the plate.
No. The texture of your pudding.
Oh, it was still pretty. It was wet before I had it.
Okay, okay.
And then, I'm probably not selling the sticky toffee pudding too well.
That's all right. No, look, it was good.
It was superb.
Excellent.
It was probably about 90 grams of sugar in this bad boy.
Ooh.
That's how sweet it was.
Perfect.
Terrific. I haven't had sticky toffee in so long.
The last sticky toffee I had, the reason I brought up the cakiness is because it was cakey. It tasted like cake. It had the texture of cake.
Semi-cakey, semi-fudgy. Just kind of...
lovely.
It was tremendous. Anyway, lovely meal. Tremendous meal. Had a very nice night. That was good.
You're winning.
That was the good food I had. Don't know what we're going to have today on this Sunday.
Chinese today, boy.
Are you going for Chinese? Chinese Sundays?
I think so. Yeah, we were debating it last
night. Do you have like a cheat day? Or cheat meal or anything like that? Because I know you're following quite...
Oh, a bit of a cheat week, Chris.
I was going to say quite rigidly. Your health plan and your fitness regime.
Rigid would be the wrong descriptor for that.
Loose.
Yeah.
It's good to be loose.
Like my waistline.
Yeah, listen. You have to enjoy your food, man.
Yeah, no, we now haven't really been keeping to the calories there at all lately.
That's
fact. Funny. Yeah, no.
But you've still been training.
Yeah. I've done it in about a week. Okay. Honestly, since we last talked, I haven't.
You need a week off.
Yeah. Took a week off. We shouldn't have. Laura was sick, so it was kind of like difficult to get motivation.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely cut off, just didn't.
This was actually my first week back into full training.
Oh, yeah. Seen your Instagram.
Oh, dude. That was sore week. Thursday, I was pretty dead on my feet. By Friday, I was broke. And then I went for the run to work commute yesterday.
I seen that as well.
Yeah, it was nice. It was lovely. I was running. I was beating the sunrise to the house, which was lovely. 5.5 miles of empty roads first thing in the morning.
Fair play.
Lovely.
You going to run another marathon?
I'm going to run much further than a marathon. I'm probably going to run
2 marathons.
10 marathons back to back.
Oh, right. Okay. Not in one day.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
250.
Fuck
off.
Miles.
Why?
It's a lot. 250 plus is what I'm looking at. Yeah.
Fair play.
Yeah, you know.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah, the training starts on May 1st.
Fuck.
So we're going to go for a year. I'm going to train for a year to bring up the mileage and time on. It's more about, because you can't necessarily train to run 250 miles because you can only get to a certain point before your body won't recover properly from previous runs.
Okay.
So it's going to be a lot of back-to-back long run, like maybe a 30-mile Friday, a 20-mile Saturday, a 10-mile Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
And just exposure on feet and time on feet is how you're going to...
It's just getting the hours, isn't it?
It's hours and time on feet, basically. So that's the goal. Like, that's the goal. That's
250.
The ultimate goal is 310.
Why?
It's the entire Irish border.
From like the northern.
All on the whole border.
That would be insane.
That's the goal.
That'd be painful.
But I think 250 is a nice like if I can get the 250, I'll know I could
do that.
Well, not that I know. I know it sounds silly, it's 250 is my goal. 250. I'm gonna run 250 miles.
There you go.
There you go.
You said you're gonna do it.
But I want to do it not looking like a runner.
Yeah, I seen that. What does that mean? Explain.
If I say to you an ultra runner who runs 250 miles, what do you picture?
Yeah,
physically.
Yeah, quite like
stringy.
Stringy is the word. Stringy, yeah. Lean. Very musculature. Yeah, but yeah, like
stringy. I don't want to look like that. I don't like that. I don't like that look. Not I don't like that look. I don't think it looks well on me. When I ran the 100 miles, I was down to 72 kilo, I think.
Fuck.
And I was very. You could see it in my face. I had very defined cheekbones. My legs were very cut up.
I do say so myself.
Do you know what I mean? Like I was very. And I this time I
wanted. Compared to what you usually like walk around at. Like,
I'm walking around now in around 90 kilo and I feel happy.
Okay.
I feel full. You know, I look better. I feel stronger in the gym. And I want to be able to keep my strength levels well up through the whole training. So I'm going to try to do it almost like a hybrid program and see if I can run 250 miles at a 90 kilo.
You're going to be carrying an extra nearly 20 kg on that run. That's.
Yeah, that's the goal. I think when I was doing the 100, eventually when I was training for it, my diet was primarily fats and protein.
Uh-huh.
And because that just seems to be what works when you're running super long. But for me, and what works best for my body is carbs.
I was gonna say
carbs. I love carbs. I love everything about it. I'm just a carbivore, you know, and that works for me. And I'm going to try to keep those through the roof and keep those glycogen levels sky high. And it means then I can train a wee bit harder in the gym and I can push a wee bit harder on the roads. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what can be achieved. I'm not setting any kind of real pressure on myself to do it, but it's just going to be interesting to see what can be accomplished.
Yeah. And it's the training getting there is part, like, basically half the...
The training is way worse than the actual event. Yeah. Way worse. Because the training for the 100 was way worse than the actual day.
Yeah. So. That's crazy.
But we'll see.
That's a nice one. That's a stretch goal, as they call it. That's just something to have.
And that coffee is freezing cold. Not good.
Terrific.
Terrific.
is that from... Have you just kept the mug from Frank and Honest?
No, I actually got that this morning just before you came up, actually.
Oh, holy hell. Where is that?
Centra do Frank and Honest coffees.
Oh, right, okay. Okay.
Any of your Centra stores. Call now for a free quotation.
I don't drink coffee.
On your coffee. But I am busting to pee.
Oh, good.
Are you?
No.
Okay, but I think...
We don't have to go together. You can go by yourself.
Sword fight? I think that will probably round up this episode. Off this episode.
Big announcement. 250 miles.
Awesome. Oh, I wouldn't call it a big announcement at all.
Oh, Jesus, I think it's a big announcement, Chris.
We'll see. We should train together, though.
Aye.
That'd be great.
Because I'll run 200.
No, I just mean like in the gym someday. We should train. I'd like to have a session in the gym someday.
I don't think I could run 250 meters. Oh, no, I could. What's 250 I couldn't run?
250 kilometers? 250 minutes of running?
No, I definitely couldn't do that.
250...
I couldn't run 25 kilometers. 2.5 mile I could barely run.
Really?
I could run it, like, but I just, I wouldn't be. I'd be like feeling really sorry for myself, and I'd be like,
I think you could. I think you definitely could.
I'd do it, but I wouldn't feel good about it.
You might
be complaining the whole time.
Forget about it.
I should start running again.
You should. Run with me.
Okay. Okay. Where are we going?
To the bathroom.
Excellent.
Because I'm bursting. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode 133 of the podcast. Thank you for tuning in this week. Please get in contact with us throughout the week with questions, comments, queries. We will be delighted to answer them. Remember, if you want to remain anonymous, put
your name as Dwayne Johnson.
As Dwayne Johnson.
Or The Rock, whatever.
Or The Rock, and we'll keep you anonymous. If not, I'm just going to read out your name, and so be it, and expose you. And
or say you're anonymous.
And where you live, and your family. Yeah. Loved ones,
IP
friends.
Address, bank account numbers, etc.
The whole lot. Thank you for tuning into this week. We will see you all next week. Oh, if you're listening, sorry, before we go, I forgot. If you're listening anywhere, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever, that you can leave us a little review at the top. So there should be like a little star thing, I think, on Spotify now.
Yep.
That you can review us. That helps us out tremendously.
If you want to give a written review, we'll read it out.
And you can follow us on Instagram at Empty Promise Podcast for clips of the podcast and information on what's coming up next. Follow Empty Promise Chris, because I will just post it through my Instagram.
Search Empty Promise.
Empty Promise. It'll come up.
You'll find it.
Thank you for joining us this week. Dee, thank you for being here. It's a lovely Sunday. Let's go enjoy it. Be safe, everybody. We'll see you next week. Goodbye and God bless.
Bye-bye.